Well, I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400. That's Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is books, as in how to create them and how to read people like one. My first guest has an unusual occupation. She's a book shepherd. She helps would-be authors get their first books published and selling. We'll ask her how she got the title during the interview. Why is speaking with a book shepherd so important? Well, this is the wealthiest, most educated, most diverse generation in world history. Thanks to the GI Bill following World War II, more Americans have a college education. With our spectacular economy, we have more money than any other civilization that's ever existed. And thanks to productivity improvements, we have more free time than any previous generation. All of these factors combine to allow ordinary people the opportunity to tell their story, whatever the story may be. A businessman can write a business book or a first novel. An artist can write a memoir or an historical account. If you have a book inside of you and you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Ellen Reed is a book shepherd, an author, and a speaker. Her primary focus is assisting authors in producing self-published books that represent the excellence of their message. She does this with an uncanny ability to get inside her clients' minds, grasp their vision, and guide them in creating materials that take them to levels beyond they thought they could ever imagine. Ellen's background is eclectic and deeply rooted in advertising, promotion, and sales. Her first book is titled Putting Your Best Book Forward, A Book Shepherd's Secrets to Producing Award-Winning Books That Sell. Ellen makes her headquarters right here in Southern California, but she serves clients worldwide. Welcome to the show, Ellen. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you, Bill. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here on Monday, and it's book day. No more appropriate subject for you than books. So let me just get right into it, shall we? A book shepherd, that's kind of an unusual job title. First of all, what is a book shepherd, and how'd you come upon that title?
Dan Pointer actually decided that I should be a book shepherd. He has a book called The Self-Publishing Manual and has for many years. I used to go up to his seminars in Goleta, where he had people come and learn all about how to be their own self-publisher. And it's a nice, big, thick book. But one day he said to me, people can read my book, Ellen, and they can try to do it all themselves. But they really are writers. They're not book producers. Why don't you become a book shepherd? I said, what's that? He said, just take on the process as you would as you used to do when you were in the advertising business. You know, put a team together, and that's what I did, of cover designers, interior designers, copywriters, editors, and help people who are really just writers produce an excellent quality book. And I've been doing that for about almost 14 years now.
Wow, that's a good long time. Ellen, I guess the big question is, people listening to the sound of your voice right here in Ventura County, why is it important to know that book shepherds exist, that they're out there? You know, what is the driving force behind all of this?
I think the most important thing that people need to know is that, yes, they can do it themselves. There's no question about that. There are a lot of books out there that tell people how to do it themselves. Some of them even say to create your book in a Word document, and they think that's all they need to do, and then send it to a local printer. But there's so much more to it than that. In the 500,000 or more books that are produced every year, you want your book to stand up proudly next to any house, whether it's an independent publishing house, a random house, an iUniverse. It doesn't matter. And there are many things that go into the creation of the interior, the cover, and especially the title, subtitle, back cover copy, about the book and about the author, that the author really can't do themselves because they can't speak themselves the way somebody else can. Now, they can hire people individually, but it's hard for authors to know with a long list of talents, and these are very talented people, cover designers and people like that, which one to hire, which one would be good for their book, what the real message is of the book and how to make that stand out, whether it should be a hardcover or a trade paperback. There are a million questions, and I think that's the reason for Book Shepherds.
Well, there sounds like there are a million reasons, Ellen. I'm going to hit the pause button for just a second and rewind to something that you said at the beginning of that. 500,000 books were produced last year. Why would somebody here in Ventura County want to step into that large pool when there are all those sharks out there?
Why not? Because books are better than ever now, and not only print books, but e-books. So the playing field has been totally leveled. Now everybody's able to produce a book, not a book of excellent quality all the time. I'm not talking about the way it's written, because the way it's written is the author's genius, but the way it's produced and the way it's edited and the way it looks. Because your genre, whatever it is, maybe it's a memoir, maybe it's a nonfiction book on your particular, you know, diversion, whatever that is, golfing. But you can actually produce a book today in a way that will look good, it will not be edited properly, and you can have it as a print book. You can put it up on your website and sell it. You can sell it through Amazon.com now, which is not hard to do. You can have it as an e-book. You can have it as an audiobook. I say this is the best time in the world to be a publisher.
I would agree with that. We're talking to Ellen Reed, everybody. She is a book shepherd. Now, Ellen, you know, most would-be authors and first-time authors think that writing the book is the end of the process. In fact, it's just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
Tell us what happens when a book is written. What are some of the steps that follow?
After the book is written,
mm-hmm.
I would say the very, very, very most important thing is to hire an editor, and there are quite a few different kinds of editors. There are copy line editors that work on punctuation and grammar. There are content editors that can read the book and say, you know what, maybe you should make this book a little deeper in this section. And so once that editing process is completed and you know exactly who your audience is, and that's very important too. One of the things I do is read the whole manuscript first and talk to the client author and say, well, who are you trying to reach and why are you writing this book? Is it just for the family? Is it for the world? Tell me about you. So the next thing they do after that is to have the book edited properly. For that, not to change the words, not to necessarily change the writing, because that would be a manuscript that's been ghostwritten. This is your real manuscript, the one you sat and wrote for so many years or so many months. But then after that, after you have the manuscript edited, then you have to think about who's the audience and how do I want to present myself. You know, a lot of people decide that they want to call their book I Like Blue Butterflies, and they'll go to a cover designer and say, here's the title. I like blue butterflies, and put a blue butterfly on the cover. And a lot of cover designers will say, okay, and they'll give them three designs. They'll say, maybe you'd rather have a yellow butterfly. But they pretty much take the title as is. My particular style of book shepherding is to talk to the author and say, you know, maybe the title Blue Butterflies isn't appropriate. Let's hire a professional copywriter to come up with titles. Because something that really always interests me is that people think that their friends know how to title a book. It's really interesting, isn't it, Bill? You ask everybody, what do you think of this title? And the thing that's so great is that people ask their friends, and their friends don't want to hurt their feelings. So they'll say, oh, that's a great title. But it may not be. And as you know, well, maybe the listeners don't know, but when you have an opportunity to look online or even in a bookstore, you only really get 30 seconds to look at a book and know whether you want to pick it up. Especially now, you know, in the era of speed, we're so fast, we just want to glance at something and know. For example, I have a book now that I'm doing for an anesthesiologist, and I think he was going to call it The Goldilocks Method of Anesthesiology. And I read it, and I found out what his mission is and what his purpose is in writing the book. And we hired a fabulous copywriter, and it's now called Getting Over, Going Under, Five Things You Must Know Before Anesthesia. Which is a much better title. It's four words, which is very good these days. People don't like long titles. You can have a long subtitle, which explains it. And I think the title, the subtitle, the back cover, and all about what the book's about that somebody else writes, so that you don't have to write that, because so many authors are not really advertising copywriters. They are too close to themselves.
Sure, that I understand. We're talking to Ellen Reed, everybody. She's a book shepherd. Ellen, I'm going to turn the tables on you. First of all, I like that title that you came up with, Getting Over Going Under. I think that's very clever, lot better than the one that the guy had. That's a really good reason why somebody might need a book shepherd. But we're going to turn the tables on you. You've got a new book out. It's titled Put Your Best Book Forward, A Book Shepherd's Secret to Creating Award-Winning Books That Sell. So I'm going to ask you, why did you write the book? And tell us a little bit about what's inside.
I wrote the book because not everybody knows who I am and knows what a book shepherd is. There are 22 book shepherds or more out there that Dan has coined the phrase, and we're all different. We all have our own bents. Some people are writers that have decided to be book shepherds. Some people are editors. You know, I come from the advertising and movie business, so I'm kind of like an ad agency type book shepherd. My bent is expertise in how to make a book be as excellent as your message. You know, like movie trailers. Now I do book trailers for people. It's really good. There's so much opportunity for marketing and viral marketing. I wanted people to know that they can have an excellent quality book. They can do it right. They don't have to be afraid of it. And then there's a few little tips in here on how to do it. But pretty much this is not a how-to book. It's just kind of an overview of the publishing industry today and why we can all be players.
All right, we're talking to Ellen Reed, everybody. She is a book shepherd, author of a new book, Putting Your Best Book Forward. Ellen, when we come back, I want to tease the audience a little bit. You mentioned something, book trailers. I've heard of movie trailers, don't know what a book trailer is. When we come back, we're going to start with that question and find out from the source, what is a book trailer? We'll be back after this short break.
And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, where today's theme is books, how to make them and how to read people like them. And we're talking to Ellen Reed, who is a book shepherd, a most unusual title, and she is also the author of a brand new book called Putting Your Best Book Forward, A Book Shepherd's Secrets to Creating Award-Winning Books That Sell. Ellen, right before we went to break, you teased me and then I teased the audience with a term that maybe many of us are not familiar with. You mentioned you came from the movie industry and you were familiar with movie trailers, but then you dropped the big one on us. You said that you're now in the business of helping authors with book trailers. So tell us, what is a book trailer, Ellen?
A book trailer is a very short promo for your book. And, you know, it's interesting, when I first started in this business, there were a lot of people who said they did book trailers, but what they pretty much did, and sometimes they still do, is use stills, because the problem with most books is that they don't have any video. Well, all books don't have video.
That's right.
So what they did is they would take images that were appropriate to the book and put sound over them and do a little intro and an outro, and it was okay, but it wasn't great. And so because I am a proponent of excellence in all things books, especially independently published books, I kept working with and thinking about and trying to find people who would actually do it with video. So I found a man in Hollywood who is a Hollywood cinematographer,
mm-hmm.
and he has stock images. So if you go to my website, actually if you go to LouiseGaylord.com, who's a local author in Montecito, her trailer is called XS, and you'll see it on her site. We did that like a movie trailer, and it's fantastic. You'll also see the first one we did for her other book, which was done with stills, and it's an amazing difference in how the book is presented.
So you can kind of compare and contrast.
Yeah,
you can look at the old style and you can look at your new style and see the difference.
The thing that's interesting is I've noticed and found out that there are actual other independent book publishers, not independent authors who are publishing their own books, but people like Book Surge or Create Space, which if your audience doesn't know who they are, you can tell them who that is, Bill, or I can't.
Well, Book Surge and Create Space. Create Space is a division of Amazon, and Book Surge is a division of Ingram. They are the POD publishers. POD stands for Print on Demand. Go ahead.
Okay. So sometimes what they would do, I found out with a client of mine that hired me, is they would offer a book trailer for quite a bit of money, and the book trailers were very good. But there are other people out here that you can hire if you have someone orchestrate them like I do, that you can get for less money and it still be very good. Doesn't have to be very long. It just has to be appropriate to your genre, and you can put it up on your website. And actually the great news about that is it goes on YouTube and it could go viral.
Well, now you bring up something that I was going to lead into, which was viral marketing of books. Exactly what is viral marketing of books? How, give us some examples of books that you have done that have gone viral.
Well, I don't do the marketing at the end of the day. I create the book for the marketing, but I do know about John Assaraf. Bill, do you remember John Assaraf? He wrote the book called The Street Kid's Guide to Having It All.
Absolutely, I remember John.
Yeah, and he started, I was on his team as a book shepherd, not the only one, there was a whole team of us, and he started out self-publishing, and he became very, very successful, and he had his own company, and then Wiley, I think, picked him up, and now he's published by a big house, and he's doing great. But he did it because his website promoted not only him, but his book and what he did. And he was out there all the time. Blogging today, in today's world, it's really easy to create a website without a web designer. You can do it with what's called WordPress,
mm-hmm.
and you can put up all your information on you. Your, by the way, if it's okay, I want to interject the importance of a good author photo.
All right.
Because, and nowadays, you really have to have an excellent headshot so that the newspapers, the people that are promoting you can pull off the right 72 DPI or 300 DPI of your shot so that they'll know that who it is that they're going to be interviewing, for example. And also, a cover, the cover of your book has to be on there. You can put that on there, your about the book, your title, the cover. You can have all of that on your website, and then you can blog, and people can respond, like people are responding to this interview, probably.
Wow.
And that's a great way to get out there online.
Ellen, boy, we're talking to Ellen Reed, everybody. She is a book shepherd. You've got my head swimming with all kinds of ideas. I want to bring it back, though, down to a little bit lower level, if I can, for just a minute here, and we'll go back into second gear. You know, why do most authors, what do they need most from you as a book shepherd? What do you find most authors making mistakes doing?
Well, this is, sounds like a small thing. They need me for everything, of course, but not everybody needs me. You know, there are a lot of very good people out there to help authors. But one thing I noticed a bunch of years ago was that people were doing their copyright page incorrectly. What is a copyright page? The copyright page, if you're self-published or independently published and have your own imprint, means that you get your own ISBN number in the name of your company. So, for example, if you wanted to do a book, Billy, you could call it Billy Brain Press and then have an address and a phone. Then you would get what's called an ISBN number, and that's kind of like the Social Security number of your book, so that wherever it goes in the world, they know it's Billy Brain Press, this book. And the thing that people were doing is they were copying things on the copyright page that big houses did called cataloging and publication. And I said to one author once, where did you get this information? She said, well, I made it up. What do you mean? She said, I saw it in another book, and I just put my name in there, you know, Reed, comma, Ellen, and then all the little numbers. There's a Library of Congress number, an ISBN number. This is not something you want to do.
And why is it bad to make that information up?
Because you need to have your book be sanctioned as a really, as a real published book with the Library of Congress, you know, in Washington. And you become a real entity, a real publisher with a real book with real numbers. That's called peripherals, and I help people get those peripherals. It's very easy to get them. You just have to know what you're doing.
All right. We're talking to Ellen Reed, everybody. Now, Ellen, tell me, what has really sparked the growth of what you term as the book shepherding industry? Why has the occupation become so important and relevant to ordinary people today?
I think writers are pretty much loners for the most part. And they really don't know as much as they can or could or even want to know about the publishing industry, just that they want to have a book that looks good and will get out there so that their message can be heard. And I think the reason for shepherds is that we can do that for people. We can help them. You know, there's a woman in Santa Barbara who's excellent at children's books. She's a children's book shepherd. And other people are good at other things. I do overall. I do... just about any kind of book you want, but I get deep into the heart of what the message is. So there's room for all of us, no question about that.
All right, Ellen. Well, I'm sure you get asked this question all the time, and it is, how much money am I going to make with the book? Why is this the wrong question to ask, and really, what should the author be thinking about his or her book when he or she writes it?
Well, maybe you don't know this, but bookstores are not the greatest places in the world to sell books, but you want to be listed there. So you want to be sure that your book is listed in the big wholesalers' databases like Ingram and Baker and Taylor. So if anybody did walk into a bookstore, they can say, do you have Ellen's book, putting your best book forward? They would say, we don't have it on the shelf, but we can get it. That's very, very critical.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get on radio on Oprah or any of the other shows, you want to be sure that your book is available You want to also, the most important place now is on your own website. Do a website and put your book up on the website at full retail. You can have it as an ebook, which is less money, on every ebook reader, the iPad, the Kindle, the Sony reader. You can have it as an audio version. But if you're a speaker, for example, or a professional, it's your expert status book. That's where the money's really made. You make it at the back of the room if you're speaking. You make it by selling retail online. But you don't really make it back at the bookstore level unless a miracle happens, really.
All right, we're talking to Ellen Reed, everybody. She's a book shepherd. And Ellen, you know, I always say that book publishing is sort of like an iceberg. Only 1/6 of the iceberg is actually visible from the surface. It's the 5/6 of the iceberg below the water that got the Titanic into trouble.
Yep.
So writing a book is like the 1/6 of the iceberg above the water. Tell us about the 5/6 of the icebergs that's below the surface. Distribution, marketing, selling, promotion, returns, those kinds of things.
Okay. What good is a book if nobody knows where to find it? I think that the most important thing people need to know is you don't just... This is so interesting. There are people that say, oh, so easy. Just take your book and go to a local printer, make it a very short 96-page book, put a cover on it, and give it out as a business card. I say no to that. Let's do it right. Either you have somebody put their imprint on it, like a Book Search or a CreateSpace, iUniverse. There are lots of wonderful co-publishers out there who will take your book, you pay them, and then they will take it out for you, including any marketing you want to do or any PR. Or you can do it yourself. And if you do it yourself, you can distribute it to Ingram and Baker and Taylor, even if you only have one book, and I know how to get that done for you. Also, what was the other question you asked me?
Well, we were asking about distribution, about marketing, selling, promotion, returns, all of those other 5/6 of the book business that people don't think about when they're writing.
Well, because you have to know that if you're going to sell a book in a bookstore, for example, let's say that you decide that you're going to go on television or somebody invites you to be on television. You tell your distributor you're going to be on television, and bookstores in your local area order more than they need. At the end of the day, if they don't sell what they need, they'll return the book for full credit, and so your commissions and royalties will go down. I'm a big proponent of not printing a whole lot of books initially. And I think the bookstore business is excellent if you want to do some PR and promotion in your local area, Ventura, Santa Barbara, where your listeners are. There's some fabulous bookstores there that if you will approach them yourself or have a PR person approach them, you can have some book signings, and that's always fun. But the promotion and marketing online with your particular bent, whatever it is critical.
All right, we're talking to Ellen Reed, everybody, book shepherd and author of the book, Put Your Best Book Forward. Ellen, what are some of the things that an author or a would-be author can do on his or her own?
I still say this over and over again. Internet, 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 that's where we live today. And if you create your website and create it as a blog-based site and get out there online, you can join some other sites that are talking about your particular genre. You can hire a PR person. There are some terrific book PR people out there. You can get out there and speak at, we used to call it the rubber chicken circuit, Bill.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where you go out and speak for free and sell your books at the back of the room. There's some terrific books out there. John Kramer's book, 1001 Ways to Market Your Book, is a good one. Basically, I say this. Create your book the best way you can. Make sure that it doesn't have any glaring errors so that it's line edited and there's no punctuation or grammar or spelling errors. That the cover is fantastic, that the title and subtitle is great. Get yourself a great website, have all the peripherals done right so people can find you, and then get out there and sell and market and let the world know about you.
All right, Ellen Reed, if somebody wants to use your book shepherding services, what would they expect to receive?
Well, we would talk on the phone at no charge at all for about 20 minutes to find out if it's a fit. And then if it is a fit, then we usually work together for 4 to 6 months. I've been doing it in 4 months these days, which is very fast. You know, if you go to a big house, your book won't even get out for 3 years.
So 3 years?
The part about you, well, first you have to get an agent and then a publisher, and then they have to, you wait for them to publish your book. But with me, it can get out in 4 months.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And then we put the book together with a team. Title, subtitle, back cover, the interior, editing, the whole thing. Decide on whether we want to print 100 copies with a digital printer right away, which I recommend, and then do a longer run of offset. And I hold your hand every step of the way. you make all the decisions, I make all the recommendations, I orchestrate the team, and then we work together so you're not out there all by yourself.
Oh, that's wonderful. Ellen Reed, everybody, you're a great guest. Ellen Reed is a book shepherd. Putting Your Best Book Forward is her new title. It's a book shepherd's secrets to creating award-winning books that sell. Ellen, I cannot believe how quickly the time goes. Thank you so much for being our guest.
You're welcome, Mike. Is it over already?
Yeah, it's over already. It's
Thank
amazing,
you
huh?
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
It was our pleasure, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay.